This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Dalid Mishneh Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka Oimer. Rabbi Yochanan said, "A mechala shem shemayim b'seiser, a person in the privacy of his own home, he does a very b'seiser. If he would have done this b'rabim, the galui would be chilul Hashem." Like a Talmud Chacham says, "This is the Ma'aseh of Vitri's Pshat. Shabriyas Lameinim may learn from him." Nifroam Yimeno Begol, they pay back, gets paid back, it's management in the open. And Megal Cherpos, Hashem shows his Cherpa, in order that Hashem Shemashin HaMeschal Al Yodoy. As Rashi says, the people shouldn't say, look at that Poh Chacham, also, he does Ma'aseh Torah, Poh Boi Tzoros Kol Kach, feel my nation, Hashem pays him back Begol, where the person did a shoyge, even if it's a very, very chomet, they could din by b'chil Hashem, where it was a shoyge, not an oif, it's an oiness, you're not nitzvah, the whole Hashem was onus. But if it was a shoyge, that you could have been more careful, if it's chil Hashem, they pay him back b'goloi, and we learn that from what happened with David, it's a nosan anovi. That he did b'seis the davar with Batsheva, and he says the davar is a neg kolis from neged Hashemesh. Chayin kolis v'ramba. Shechil Hashem yevimeiz or b'shoy nifrom imenu begolu. Im ha'yemeiz it onish b'meiz im ha'yishoygi onish shoygi. Al shnei onish begolu. Everything is begolu. And like the Gemara says in Yuma Peivah, mefarasim in es ha'chaneiv nechil Hashem. We reveal the flatterers because of chil Hashem. Which means the people that learn from his ways and they think he's a tzaddik, and also when the Pharaohs come on him, people say, "Ma'avi lo eschusim, what is eschusim? What eschusim does he had?" And we know Chazal tells in Kedushin that we're not Hashem's not ma'akif b'chilul Hashem. That is, Hashem's like not like a he doesn't give credit by chilul Hashem. He pays Hashem pays back right away. And the first soul explains there's two types of chilul Hashem. He does not have outside, even if he's doing the te'ava, he's doing it because he has a taiva for it, but he doesn't be rabbi. But ma'aseh, people are singing doing aveira, so even though he was chap by his yetzahara, but at the end of the day, people are still doing aveira. But ma'aseh, he should have done it b'seis, says Chazal tell us that if a person sees his yetzahara miskab, the Gemara says a chagiga, he should go to a private place, he should try to obviously suppress it. But if he can't, whatever reason, Chazal tell us that he has to go privately. If he does that out loud, even a veer, that's let you avoid. As Chazal say, "Harchek min akiru min adoim," stay away from things that are not nice, disgusting. Any aveir is wrong. So if, for whatever reason, a person is doing an aveir, and he can't control himself, for whatever reason, go b'seisa. You have to go b'seisa on that, because since you're doing an aveir, that's let you avoid, because of the taiva, so meilo, you have to b'seisa. Suppress it, control it. But for whatever reason, he can't. So the way that the Chazal tell has to do a b'seisa. Does it with Galois, since at the end of the day, even though he's being, his yetzer overcame him, but he's doing it with Rabbi, people see him, that's a chilul Hashem, that's the first time. There's a second type of chilul Hashem, that a person does an aveir m'neshem pachal kim an erinov, he does it because he has no fear of Hashem. He's not under the understanding, he's not conscious of the fact that Hashem is watching him, and he doesn't have fear of Hashem. It's a kfira. He's doing a kfira prikasol, just removing the olmach shemayim for him. That's what our mission is really talking about. So even though he did it b'seisa, but since and he removed from him the yira shemayim, because he's worried about his own covet, doesn't care about kfod Hashem, and therefore he doesn't b'tzina. Meila, since the covet Hashem is very lacking in by him, it's very light by him, it's very. Therefore, they pay by Begolui, the Arabs know he's a Rosh Gomer. So that's really Rosh Gomer. The person that Bitsina, just throws off the old Malchus Shemayim, not because of a Teyav, but he doesn't care about Hashem. So Hashem will pay back sure that everybody realizes this guy's a Rosh, but paying back him, Begolui. That's the end of the Mishnah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.